Hi, I'm Joe Mossbrook with this week's edition of Cleveland Jazz History. It's the first all-vocal recording of the music of Cleveland native Tad Dameron, recorded by another Cleveland native, Vanessa Rubin. The John F. Kennedy High School and Ohio State graduate says her love affair with Dameron's music began before she went to New York and began working with such artists as Lionel Hampton, Mercer Ellington, and Frank Foster.
It got started here in Cleveland probably in the early 1980s when I started singing with my introduction to If You Could See Me Now.
If you could see me now, you know how blue I've been.
That's Sarah Vaughan.
One look is all you need to see the mood I'm in.
And I fell in love with the melody. Always liked real pretty melodies. That is probably what ignited the fire.
Vanessa decided she wanted to record Dameron's music, but the singer faced a challenge because Tad, while a lyrical composer and arranger, seldom wrote words for his music.
He collaborated with a number of gentlemen on the lyrics, but those are his melodies.
She began searching for lyrics to songs she considered Dameron's beautiful instrumental music.
I found some lyric to Lady Bird. Which I love that melody, so I went looking for a lyric for that.
We fit together like two birds of a feather, a perfect combination. Now it couldn't be better.
The lyrics to Lady Bird were written by the wife of British bandleader Ted Heath.
When I got an opportunity to go down to the Library of Congress, I found that recording of Whatever Possessed Me on that 1965 record by Chet Baker. I love that melody.
Whatever possessed me came from the blue.
Went back and I found Your Joy on that old Strata East recording.
You're a joy, just a joy to my eyes, to my arms, to my soul. You're
but there
joy.
Were some Dameron tunes that had no lyrics, so Rubin wrote her own words.
I found a instrumental recording by Milt Jackson on a Tad Dameron tune called The Dream Is You and fell in love with the melody. And that melody inspired me to write those lyrics.
In the night, stars glow like candlelight. Sweet music fills the air, drawing you oh so
after uncovering and writing the lyrics to Tad Dameron's music, Vanessa Rubin produced her own recording.
I just found the best octet I could find. We had a week of rehearsal. I had the arrangements from before by some of our most famous jazz artists and writers, Frank Foster and Benny Golson, Cecil Bridgewater, and Bobby Watson did an arrangement for me, and Willie Smith from Cleveland here, the alto player who knew Tad too. We went to a studio in Brooklyn that I recorded my first CD on RCA, and we recorded all the tracks in one day.
She's performed many of the songs live at such places as the Kennedy Center in Washington and Dizzy's Coca-Cola Room in New York, but now it's on record.
Keep it in mind. Advice is cheap and fate is sometimes unkind. Nevertheless, accept this free pearl of wisdom offered to the rings of wisdom. If you're into tempting fate, then use good bait.
Vanessa Rubin is now putting the finishing touches on her self-produced album of Tad Dameron music. The artwork and packaging, she's asked me to write liner notes for the album. For Vanessa, her new recordings of Dameron music is a labor of love. Honoring the Cleveland composer and arranger, she believes has not received from the general public or even the music world the attention and respect he deserves.
You don't understand how many projects he was involved on, how many arrangements he was responsible for, how many artists he created wonderful musical backgrounds for them to shine as an individual, as an out front artist. But you don't see that, and all we see is the soloist.
She hopes to focus more attention on the music of Clevelander Tad Dameron with her recording, which she plans to release to the public this fall.
I've given it my heart and soul in terms of my personal work and did the best I could with the recording and the singing. Too tempting bait, then use
good bait. This new recording by Vanessa Rubin is not only the first recording featuring Dameron vocal music, but it's also another important contribution to Cleveland's long and rich jazz heritage. With another chapter of Cleveland Jazz History, I'm John Wasser.